This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم على آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Dear brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, I don't know much of what to say. Just yesterday, last night, I was reflecting on the people that have lost so many members of their family and seeing the members of those people that were lost to police brutality and the pain that it caused. But subhanAllah, tonight we have so many awful things that have happened around the world for us to really reflect on. And I just want you to think about, you know, it just pains me to even think about what those last moments are like for our sister Nabra, who was walking from, you know, back to the masjid from Suhoor yesterday with her friends, a 17-year-old girl, and subhanAllah was beaten to death by a baseball bat, and her body is found in a lake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept her as a shaheeda. May Allah make it easy for her parents and her family. I cannot imagine what her family is going through right now in these moments. And then subhanAllah, we just hear about what happened in London when a vehicle collided with people. It's not called a terrorist attack on a single one of the mainstream news outlets yet. A person goes into a crowd of Muslims screaming out Islamophobic things, trying to mow Muslims over. And not a single one of these mainstream media outlets has the integrity to call it a terrorist attack. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on those victims. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them as martyrs in this Ramadan and make it easy for them and these families. What I was thinking of is when you connect that to, some of you might have seen, there was something that came out this morning, this artwork that was showing, it was a Syrian artist who had drawn these world leaders as if they were refugees. Imagine Donald Trump as a refugee, Vladimir Putin as a refugee, all of these different leaders, Barack Obama as a refugee, going one by one of the heads of state, showing them as refugees. And subhanAllah, you can see the humiliated state of them in this artwork, and it's very powerful artwork. And the only thing that we learn from all of this, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't think for a moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unaware of what the oppressors and the transgressors do. Don't think for a moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unaware. And that does not mean that we comfort ourselves in a way that we don't try to make the situation better. I mean, these times are crazy. The fitna that we live in is really, truly crazy. You can't be in a shopping mall, you can't be in a school, you can't be in a UPS store, you can't be anywhere without wondering if some lunatic is going to do something to harm you or to harm someone from your family. And so spiritually, you always have to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that one moment where everything changes suddenly and you don't even have a chance to process what's happening if you're in that situation. You don't know what to do. So you have to stay connected. And we have to commit ourselves to ending this craziness and ending this cycle in whatever capacity that we can. But at the same time, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware. Even as we feel the sadness of our sister, young sister, subhanAllah. I mean, seeing the pictures pains me. And I mean, this is an active girl in the masjid, just like any one of our girls that, you know, or our youth that are walking around the masjid outside, a very happy young girl. We can only hope and we can only pray, inshallah ta'ala, that right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already accepted her in that status of shahada, that she is already realizing the rewards and the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that none of that pain that was felt in this world remains with her now. But the pain of her parents, I don't know what to say except make dua for them. Make dua for them. This really hits so close to home. It really does. Make dua for the parents of this girl. Make dua for her family. I can't imagine what type of trauma and shock they're in right now. Yes, this happens overseas all the time, and people die all the time and go through these things all the time. And you know what? We should always connect ourselves to the plight of the Syrian people and the plight of the Palestinian people and the plight of the people in Burma and wherever they may be. But at the same time, try to always assign the human element to it. The human element is where your empathy will come from. And that's where your dua will be most sincere. And that's where, again, you value what you have. You hug your children and you hold them close. You remember that there might be a time where something crazy happens and this is all taken away. And even if it's not through at the hands of some murderer or some terrorist, whatever it may be, even if they don't call him a terrorist, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down our times. And just last night, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. The verse was recited that no one knows what will happen tomorrow and no one knows in what land it will be killed and what place a person will die. We pray for those victims. We pray for them to be accepted as shuhada. We pray for their families. We pray for our communities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe and protect our families and protect our sisters and protect the innocents all over the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never allow us to be a transgressing people. Never allow us to be an oppressive people. In the last few rak'ahs, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the zalimun, that they're standing up, that they're standing on the day of judgment and their eyes are glazed. Because on that day, there are no excuses for these people. There are no excuses for these people on that day. And if you think that these oppressors look bad in the artwork, and I really want you to look at those images, imagine how they will look on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Imagine how they will look on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Bashar and Donald Trump and all these people, if they don't make tawbah, Allah knows their space. When the Prophet ﷺ said that the nations are raised and everyone is raised, completely stripped of all clothes, of all titles, and all they have are their deeds. And the zalimun and the oppressors know that this is a day where no injustice will go unmentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being a people of injustice, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our sister Nabra and make it easy for her family. May Allah have mercy on our brothers and sisters in London that were killed today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our communities, and may Allah azza wa jalla accept us as shuhada. Allahumma ameen. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.